You are now tuned in to Black Compass Media, connoisseurs of battle rap and hip-hop culture, featuring the strongest team in media, Driz.
Like, I give it a 7.5. Mm-hmm. Just off, like, that battle alone, would, like, I would go pay to go watch that battle.
Polo.
Yo, I get it. I forgot everybody in battle rap. Super Thug.
Posey.
Potato the Foreman. Two Biscuits. Man, I take another route. If it's smoke over wind and it's over him, and I take another route. Two Gun.
And Tony Bro.
Stop with the questions here. You're not about to angle me into that corner.
Providing the latest in commentary and entertainment.
Goods he lost to. That's 6 losses.
He beat Good.
No, he did not
debatable.
Beat
Debatable.
No,
debatable.
He did not beat Good.
That's a debatable.
That's debatable.
Like you never heard before.
See, my name's Sirius Jones, see? I squirt the chrome, see? Your name Tay Rock, see?
Like a brother happy to pay his child support.
He just ruined Mad Bags just now. Like,
bro, Jack don't even know how to fight.
Y'all niggas don't even book on URL. And he got 30.
Black Compass aside, in the field.
This nigga, the big homie, stuck in the... I don't know who y'all want to punch head off. We finna get him in here. I don't know what this nigga done. Everybody in? Everybody good? Tone? I mean, not Tone. Fuck! That's why you know I got PTSD. Tuck. Niggas on mute. Niggas muted. I'm muting niggas. I don't even know what I'm doing, y'all. How's everybody muted?
Okay.
All right, Tuck, I'm muted. All right.
Yeah, I guess you ain't bring me in the room with you. You'd have brought me in, not a better mute.
Yeah, I can hear y'all niggas. All right, we good. Nah, I got y'all. I know what I'm doing now. I know what I'm doing. Yo, it's King Tro, before we start, unmute. When I say, like, Pacific person unmute these niggas. Because it's a lot to say to Tuck. We're going to have a lot. We're going to punch tonight. Who coming up first? Before I even get the show started, who trying to come up first? push your one in the chat. Yeah, push your one. Before I even get this shit started, who come?
With Tuck, man.
Yeah, Reason, I got you. Tone told me to have you come up. You was in the building. Let me unmute you, matter of fact, before we even get this shit started, low key. I might be one of the dumbest niggas on Discord. I'm going to come clean. somebody unmute Reason, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You can't unmute.
Push one if you want to fade with Tuck, man.
Who muted you, Tuck? All right, Reason. I know how to unmute niggas now. All right, cool. Reason.
Yo, you good? You got me?
Yeah, I know how to unmute niggas now. Yeah, I'm one of them niggas.
Yeah, nigga, we out here.
If you niggas get to talk, I might just unmute a nigga. Like, I don't care if you niggas at work, nothing. Like, we punch. But let's get into it. I don't know where Tony, before we even get this started, this backstage shit. Polo talking about he's supposed to be here at 10. I don't know where nigga lied. I don't know where that nigga's at. Niggas constantly on Twitter. The niggas punching like, and they not in the show. So we finna get this shit started. You good?
What's good? I'm out here. Chuck there. Chuck, what's good, baby?
Yeah, what's good, man? You know, I'm here, man.
All right, finna get it started.
Speak now, forever hold your peace. Because when my man cook again, I don't want to hear none of this shit.
I got you, Yeesh. We're about to start. You coming up first. All right, Dreadhead, Savage, and Yeesh. Y'all coming up first.
Bet.
All right, finna get it started. Black Compass, Summer Madness 7 fan recap, man. I'm here with my big homie Tuck. Here with the big homie Reason. He was in the building for Summer Madness 7. We ain't gonna do the Tony Bro shit. We just gonna have a full little powwow with the fans. We're gonna let niggas come up and punch. We're gonna talk about every single battle. Reason, man, how was the line? How was the how was it, man? How was the venue?
Listen, nigga, it was 110 degrees and Smack had us out in the heat, man.
I ain't nothing new.
Smack had us out. Yo, you're supposed to start at 1, but they let us in like 1:30. I will say the Smack came outside and said, what up? Yak Man was out there handing out hats and towels and shit. So they had a little lady up there selling water. So it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
The venue...
Was that your first event ever going to?
That's my first event ever.
So how was the experience like?
It is different from being from watching. Remember, I had Smack DVDs in high school. I had the original shit. So from watching that shit from the VCRs and the DVDs and all of that shit up until today, and then finally going to some, it is different, my niggas. If you've never been to an event, small or big, nigga, it's totally all that shit niggas was talking on pay-per-view. I didn't see it live, my nigga. I had a great fucking time. I ain't got no voice.
In the building, It was dope in the building?
Bro, nigga, no, we was lit in the building. Roxanne, nobody cheered for him. Yeah, we did, nigga. We cheered for every nigga. We cheered for everything. Old Red couldn't rap because of us.
<That's> we was wilding. I ain't gonna lie, kind of. It did seem dead at points, but nah, it was some battles like, nah, it's lit in there.
Let's get into You swore Geechee was a punchline rapper. He got reaction every line.
Yeah, every single line. It was a lot of niggas in there. Was it people from all over the place or just a lot of Vegas?
Nah. It was like maybe six or seven of us that actually live here. Everybody else was like from Detroit and Cali, and there was niggas from, I met a nigga from Nebraska. I was like, God damn. All right.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, those niggas, but it was only like 150 of us max. Like the bar had hella room and shit, nigga. It was comfy.
Oh, and this shit was really a small room type feel, low key.
Why they?
Yeah, it was.
He had to stop selling tickets and all this.
I don't know why the fuck they had to stop selling tickets, man. We had room in that bitch, but it wasn't crowded. But it wasn't. It's hard to describe. It was like maybe half full, bro. It was like 150, 200 people. It was way more than smack volume, though.
Oh yeah, they wanted smack volume.
But yeah, it was an actual crowd.
Let's get to that first battle, though, man. Geechee versus Shug, man. Who y'all had? How it go? I'm gonna let my nigga Yeesha, I'm gonna let some fans up.
I had Shug going into predictions, man. But Geechee made me a fan. I wasn't on the Geechee hype, man. And I'm on the West Coast. I wasn't on the Geechee hype. Geechee made me a fan that battle. Yeah, bro. Oh, God damn. Round one, man. Just could Geechee say anything wrong round one, nigga? Like, God damn.
Man, Geechee is fire. Oh, my. I got low-key. I ain't going to hold you. I kind of got
Geechee 30. That's my man, Dre Savage, man. That's my man, Dre Savage.
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Yeah, you good?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Reason was done?
Oh, no, nah,
no. Nah, no, nah, I'm still here.
I was letting these brothers up. My fault. Go ahead, Reason. Finish your thought, man.
No, nah, let my nigga cook. Nah, Savage, go ahead.
Yo, go ahead, whole Savage. Time, I got Geechee 30. I ain't even going to hold y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's like, is Shug like the new punching bag for the up-and-coming new niggas now?
Low-key, Shug has lost to the last five black people he battled. He only beat white. He lost to Geechee. He lost to Chess. He lost to Twerk. He lost to Ill Will. Lost to DNA.
Wait, where niggas see the chess battle? That's out.
Yeah, oh,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I love you. Got to see that.
Hold on. That's one of the Jersey niggas that like disappointed. All Jersey disappointed yesterday.
Yeah, Jersey was like 0-3 last night.
Overhead won.
Oh yeah, my bad. My fault.
He lost it.
We gonna talk about that. I don't know, bro. We gonna talk about that. Overhead didn't win though. But go ahead.
But it's consensus to y'all that Geechee 30. I seen niggas trying to get Shug the first, low key.
Like, I mean, all right. So to get off my unbiased bag, like, all right, so I'll give that first round debatable. It's debatably 2-1 Geechee, but low key Shug got 30. All right. Nobody, but Shug got 30. Out of here.
Shug lost.
That first is debatable. If you want to give Shug a round, I don't see how you could, but if you want to, just to be biased, I guess. But Jesus.
I came in with Shug 2-1. That first round. Geechee won the second and the third because Shug choked, but not besides that, Geechee was talking. You know what I'm saying? He ain't 30 to man. No, Shug got the first round, man. Geechee got the second and the third, and it's unbiased. And I was going with Shug.
I ain't no unbiased. That's it, nigga. I you could get Shug the first though. Like if you could Shug when he get that momentum,
nigga
saying like he wilding like damn, this nigga really.
Yeah.
Best round.
Shug set the tone for the rest of everybody.
Can we let Geechee have What My Life Like? Can that be his shit going forward? Like, can we take it from Shug and give it to Geechee? Like,
that's wild.
Yeah, Geechee's was more powerful, man. That shit was.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
We can't do
What My Life Like, nigga? Oh, shit.
Yeah. The FaceTime.
It was hard.
Yeah. Nigga was talking, man.
And when Geechee said, I called your big homies, like, I believe that shit, nigga. Like, I believe he put in a phone call on Shug, nigga. Like, like what that nigga really be doing out there? Like,
shout out
believability
to
is a factor in battle rap. And I wasn't big on the whole believability shit because this shit entertainment. But, yeah, bro, Geechee got it. Like,
Shout out
to Shug loses to anybody believable.
Facts.
Mm.
Facts.
What do you think so?
Hold on. This ain't a bad Suge show. Suge's the gatekeeper, man. Y'all got
yeah, Suge. Suge didn't do bad.
Suge didn't do bad. Ish.
Three young niggas. He arguably beat Hitman. He beat Av. Like, come on, y'all playing. He arguably beat Surf. Like, come on, man. Y'all really doing?
He definitely beat Surf. Like,
yo, Hitman.
He didn't beat Hitman.
Like, yo, y'all really doing Suge like this?
I mean,
like, nigga have a bad day and y'all just forget about all the good he did.
We didn't say Suge was trash. He just got like, you know,
he just got 30. Yeah,
he got beat badly. He got beat badly.
Suge just got 30 by that has never stepped foot on even a gnome.
But we know what it's because Suge got round one.
You know what it is, Tuck? Geechee big homie the big homie, bro. That's what he made Suge look bad, bro. He made Suge look small up there.
The heart check.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Get this nigga back for Surf. Bro, he slapped that nigga chest hard as hell. Pause. That shit was crazy.
That was dope. All right, let's move on to the cringy battle, low key. Mm-hmm. Old Red versus
I know low key.
Versus Ill Will, man. Like,
what was y'all?
You are not going to give Old Red this battle. I don't care how much you said.
Ill Will was that bad. I'm sorry.
No, yes, he was not, bro.
What happened? Reason? What happened in the building? Like, cause on Canada
in the. Yeah, bro, I know that shit look crazy on Ken. Old Red couldn't rap, bro. He could not start his second round at all. One, I'm going to give him this. We didn't shut up at all, my nigga. Like, Red was trying to rap that second round, and we did not. As soon as that squeak came out, we did not give a fuck. We was like, Smack tried to let him rap. Smack did try to let Old Red get his second round off. We heard that squeak, and then the nigga brought out some tea, and nah, bro.
Man, for Old Red voice to go, this is how I know Old Red won. Because... Mm-hmm. As a competitor,
back to the Vic Homie. Go ahead, though.
You know, Ozzy, if we was battling and I know your voice, I want to push the issue. We could reschedule this. Start that round. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Old Red smoked him the first round already.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, so he knew he was going to lose, but when Old Red got his voice back, he still smoked. So as you
he can't, did.
If you want to give Ill Will a round, you could, but he didn't get this battle, bro.
He did not.
He got it. It's a fact.
Ill Will got smoked the first. That's a fact. O-Red left Earth on the first, bro. Also, the second.
In the future, like, what do we do with niggas losing it? Like, this literally a monument. Like, we never had this shit. What do we do with niggas
Red,
losing
it's, like, that,
you
it's,
lost.
It depends on how you handle it. Like, if you just.
The aggression is artificial. Like, he's just yelling his heart out. It's like,
yeah, like.
Not getting voice.
So if we see him actually trying to, like, get through it, like, we give him a shit. Like, all right, he ain't jerseying.
Yeah, it's not a choke. He literally like talking and no word, you know, no sound coming out. Like he's
about to get through it though. He really like
he knew his
friend. Yeah, no, that's a fact. Yeah,
my so, nigga, like, listen. In any job, in any position, you have minimum job requirements. The minimum job requirement for battle rap is being able to talk. If you can't talk, you can't work, nigga. You lost. No, I'm not giving a nigga, bro. No. Bro, he wasn't physically prepared. You need a vocal coach. You need to go do some cardio, something.
I'm not giving them the round, but I'm not going to hold it against them.
That's something we have no control over our voice going. We have no control over that, bro. How you gonna dock him or penalize him because his voice went?
Let me answer that. Because I'm a manager at a call center, nigga. I work on the phone 8 hours a day and my voice don't go out. I talk to niggas all day. You mean to tell me you couldn't last for 3 minutes? Fuck out of here. I'm not trying to hear that, bro.
That's a good point.
He raps, though.
Call center voice. First of all, that call center, y'all be sounding like a motherfucking sex addicts. Yelling. Harry White on there. Like the love doctor. Y'all niggas on that, what's his name, trying to sell something or whatever. These niggas is yelling at each other. Yelling.
For 3 minutes, Nick. No, bro. O-Red got through 3 minutes and then he couldn't even, the only reason that he got through the third is because we literally had to be quiet and let the nigga talk, bro. He was whispering.
Got through it, so his material was better. He got through it. He won the fight. Everybody
actually, he used two rounds in the third, bro. He rapped over the time limit in the third.
Because he couldn't get his second.
Will let him go. Rap for like six minutes in the third. So he gets two rounds off in one round, and so we give him the third? No, bro. Because if he should have just been able to only rap the third, and then in within the 3 minutes, and then it let it be what it be. He, bro, he broke the rules in the third. You can't rap 6 minutes because you were physically unable to do whatever Smack let you do. Round.
Yeah, exactly. You can do whatever Smack let you do.
That's this one, Will ain't cut it off, so it's valid. Ill Will ain't stop it, it's valid. Mm-hmm. That's Ill Will fought as a veteran. He should have stopped.
No, Ill Will was trying to cut it off, bro. Ill Will wouldn't let him get. He was trying to cut it off the whole time.
Ill was like, let him rap. I want him to rap. Ill Will, what? We was watching the shit too. Oh, we was right. We had the pay per view live and up front. We was watching it.
You talking about the third or the second? My bad. Let me make sure I'm speaking on the right thing. You talking about he was trying to cut it off in the third or the second?
No, it from the second he was telling him let him rap, and the third he still at the end. Then Will start talking about let is enough because he know he fucked up already. Mm. So once he said, can I spit my other round? Can I spit my other round? Ill should have cut it off right there. Nah, we ain't doing that. But he let him go.
Yeah.
But that's on him. That's a mistake he made. He got to charge that to the game.
Yeah, if he allowed all 6 minutes, yeah, I'm still not giving him the dub though. Oh, I appreciate all your.
How you lose to a nigga with no voice?
Niggas, it's a win for Ill. Is this a win for Red? Or just one of them weird red battles?
Red 2-1 is what I've been seeing.
That's the consistency right now. Red 2-1. Everybody red. They big.
Everybody's red 2-1. That's true.
Picking him up for beating a nigga by losing his voice. Why losing his voice?
Yeah.
How you lose to a nigga with no voice? Get out of here.
That is kind
of
crazy.
That Jamaican hit no more. He keep calling the Jamaican
he
on
keep the phone. Calling the Jamaican.
Leave that Jamaican nigga alone.
Yeah, that's the Jamaican nigga. You twerking him already killed the Jamaican nigga on the other line.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Jamaican nigga shit fell flat.
Let's get to that. Let's get to that battle.
Let's go.
Oh, we just going to skip?
Yeah, because I think niggas got the niggas got Red winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, the consensus is Red winning, although I disagree.
Do you want to talk about Math Ave, or you just want
to get... Nah, yo, we're going to get to... Let's punch on Tug.
Right now, I'm going to say this right now.
No, wait, let me introduce the battle. Don't chatter. DNA.
Come on, DNA. Set it up right, Posey.
Yeah, I got y'all. DNA versus New Jersey Twerk, man. Mm. What are we doing with this battle? What are we doing with Twerk? That's what we're going to get to.
Introduce your battle. Now, I'm telling all y'all right now. Now and forever hold your peace because I'm coming back. I'll be back. And I'll shoot.
You coming back. Man. Reason how was it in the building, man?
Let me go last, man. Let me go last. I got a lot to say about this battle, man. Let me go last, man.
Yo, first of all, I know for sure Twerk had the first round, though. I know for sure Twerk won that first round.
I'll give him that.
You gave him the first?
Yeah, they got the second and the third. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Ooh.
All right.
How I feel about it?
Let me get him. Thank you. Oh, my God. All right. So, I am an avid Twerk fan, and I am disgusted with this nigga. All right. First of all, it's something about when you see niggas quit. All right. Hold on. I'm going to back it up. All right. First round, Twerk comes out wigging. I'm like, DNA dead. You lost. Hold it. And then, during his second, you could tell he's stumbling and bumbling through his round. I'm like, oh my God, please don't choke. Please don't choke. Please don't choke. And he got all his bars out and then jerseyed at the end. It wasn't like a full jersey, you know what I'm saying? He probably had like four bars to left or something. But you could tell the crowd got on him for saying jersey. You know, they just waiting for him to mess up. And then DNA second, I ain't even gonna hold you. Like DNA second hit him hard. Was that the coming in with all the angles or whatever round?
Oh, I thought that was the third.
That was the third, yeah.
My bad.
With the Christian rapper angle and
I thought DNA second was
DNA second like hit that man soul because he came out in that third, gave us he surfed us, man. He gave us a boss and said jersey, jersey, jersey. I'm like, what?
Oh my god. You know what I know so about Twerk? Like if his shit don't hit, he get frustrated.
Yeah. When you start hearing that
when he gets to smacking, you're like, all right, yeah, this nigga about to choke.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Running stuff back, and the crowd didn't even sound like they was going super crazy.
Listen. All right, let me preface this. I've been on multiple shows bigging up Twerk. Nigga, I've been called a Twerk stan. I've been all of that. I hit up Tuck when I got to the venue because I was trying to see if I could get a meetup with Twerk, catch me a pic, all of that, right? Tuck, am I lying?
Facts.
All right, bet. I'm an avid fan, my nigga. I've never been more thoroughly disappointed with a professional entertainment event in my life, my nigga. I live in Vegas. God. I've been to several concerts. Bro, I'm a fan, my nigga. I'm a fan. Yeah. I bought my ticket to see Twerk. No lie, my nigga. I didn't go to see Rock. I didn't go to see Hitman. I didn't go to see JC. I went to see Twerk, my nigga. And that nigga, you let me down, bro. I hope he hears this. You let me, your fan, the nigga that you earned respect from since you battled Dougie, that respect you earned is gone, my nigga, because you gave up on me, bro. Number one, you came out there dressed. Nigga, we in Vegas. What the fuck is y'all niggas wearing?
He was hot or cold. This nigga had
still. Nigga, what the fuck are you wearing? I could have brought you a hoodie from the crib, my nigga, a sleeveless hoodie or something, my nigga. Like, what the fuck? Like,
boy, motherfucking hollow, man.
Like, bro, we know what your hairline look like now. Give it up, bro.
It's not even the look. Number one, the optics was all off, first and foremost. And then you had that weak ass strapped in the second. He threw a fucking vest with some plastic grenades on it into the crowd, hitting niggas in the head. Like, And then it's just now. Let me say this. And the first round was awesome, bro, because he was holding DNA space and looking the nigga all in his eyes. He wouldn't let the crowd made DNA move. We made DNA move because DNA was getting bullied over there. Bad for DNA, nigga. I was hyped and then I spilled a drink, nigga. I'm spitting, lost my blunt, everything, nigga. I was wilding in the first, bro. Damn. Nigga, we was lit, bro. And then came the second, nigga. Twerk came out, pushed this nigga in the chest, all kinds of shit, nigga.
Yeah.
And then it was that PG killer line was wild. And then from there, it was just like, what the fuck? I wanted Danny Myers to run up on stage and take Twerk's place, bro. Like, it was that bad, bro. Like,
let me say, if this thing right here, after he just had a nice one with Verb. JC,
yeah,
like I after all that, if this right here make you feel like that, he's done. Huh? Did you really fuck with him? That's the question.
No, I'm not saying he's done. I'm just mad.
I'm not done, but I'm disappointed. Tuck, listen, he battled like three niggas in the last month and a half. You mean to tell me you couldn't have saved those rounds so that I can enjoy my Summer Madness 7?
Damn,
come on, man. You could have, bro. Them little $5,000, whatever the fuck that you got from them niggas in them small leagues, that's nine rounds that you could have brought to Summer Madness 7.
Jesus.
Nah, bro. No excuses. No excuses. You had a 2-on-2 versus your homeboys. You and drugs couldn't have took one of them rounds. And like, nigga, I could have even took a recycled round in the third. I would have rather a recycle than that shit, bro. It's bad when you do worse than Rex, my nigga. Twerk did worse than Rex. It's bad when you do worse. Come on, bro. I expected more out of the face of URL, Turk. I expected more out of the face of URL.
Geechee coming up on you now.
When my man starts cooking, just stay where you at. That's it. Like, don't fuck with Twerk. Just stay where you at. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't abandoning him. I'm just mad.
I ain't abandoning nigga. I want more, bro. I want that shit. That shit I saw against Verb. That's what I wanted at Summer Madness 7. That's what I paid my 150 for, and I ain't get it, bro.
I wanted that. My brain come through, you know. Even garbage cans get steak some days, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask y'all, he made DNA
look immaculate up there, bro. DNA is the cornball URL. He made DNA look great. Yeah.
Can we talk about that? DNA wasn't even that good. Like, DNA best round was his third round.
That was his third round.
Twerk, a regular Twerk. Wait, we didn't even need, we could have got clean paper Twerk and destroyed. He would have destroyed.
Clean paper Twerk would have destroyed DNA, bro.
But we didn't get that.
Clean it. Any prepared Twerk would have been.
Hold on.
But we didn't get none of that. We got a trash.
Oh my God. Put this battle in Rice, man. I wanted to drop just so Twerk can get humiliated. Twerk in Rice.
Don't put this battle, cause you lost.
If y'all see Twerk on SMA, are y'all gonna be like mad or like?
I'm gonna be heated. He needs to sit down.
Well, you might start being heated now, bro. Yeah.
I've been heated right now. This shit ain't gonna stop.
Okay, so why you ain't performing SM7, but you ready to perform, bro? If you show out on SM8, bro, I'm gonna feel disrespected, bro.
Yes, man. And it's just it may sound crazy. Some battlers motivate other niggas to battle. If niggas weren't motivated for this shit, and that's just not no excuse, bro. I'm telling you, it's not no excuse.
It is an excuse, my nigga. That's exactly what it is.
But listen, bro, he really wasn't motivated to battle DNA, bro. Like, so man,
don't take the damn battle. God damn it.
Then battle reason, nigga. Then battle reason. But goddamn, don't go up there and do that. Like, bro. Nigga, he was better off freestyling, nigga. Like, we know the nigga can rap, bro. Like, give me a mixtape bar. Give me a round that you prepared for Loso. Like, come at some other niggas in the crowd. Like, I'll do something other than walk off the fucking stage, nigga. Like, come.
This is time for me to fight back anyway, man. First and foremost, like, you know what I'm saying? Fucking Surf just did the same shit and nobody had nothing to say.
Reason did. And all the Black Compass did. Yes, we did. Yes, we did, Tuck.
He had two rounds. He got
Twerk had one round.
And then he jersey. Surf did the same.
Twerk had a round and a half, though, my nigga. Like, to be honest.
Yo, Twerk had a round and one quarter, my nigga. Mm-hmm.
Then he got choked in the second round, bro.
Bro, regular Twerk would have beat that DNA. DNA was not fantastic, bro. DNA was not up there doing some crazy wild shit that Twerk couldn't have overcame that, bro. He could have freestyled his way out of that shit. Right. Listen, if Twerk had Math was up there freestyling and he survived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he didn't win, but he survived.
Yeah, we're gonna
that
get
DNA rebuttal. Right. That DNA rebuttal, we're gonna talk about that. That was fire.
Oh, yeah, the DNA nasty. Rebuttal went. Yeah, that was crazy.
Mm. Yeah, that was fire.
Crazy. Yeah, so he got
Ricky
set
mistake.
He got set there. All right. He got set there. Pose, you got it. All right. Tuck said it.
All right, let's
Tuck gave it up. All right, there it is.
All right, Tuck lost. Let's get to the next battle. I think it was Av Math.
Math Av.
What y'all feel? Reason in the building. How you feel about the battle in the building?
Yo, Math stage presence is a lot better than I thought it was gonna be. Yo, Math is a real battler. Whether he won or lost this shit, Math is a real battler. Like, he can't. But fucking Av styled on this nigga, bro. Like, niggas was fucking with everything Av was doing. I think that old Av back, bro. I think that old Av back. The crowd was fucking with him. Yeah, bro.
When I seen that nigga come with no hat, I was like, yeah, this nigga really mean business. Like, this is different.
You know what it was.
Dressed like he was a damn, it was Vegas, bro. Av was the only nigga acting like he was on stage in Vegas. Like,
Even yesterday Friday night in the face-off, like, he had this demeanor. He was like, why do y'all think Math can actually compete with me? Like, that was his whole attitude about this.
Mm-hmm. But that's man, his personality so bland, yo. Oh, my God.
Completely outclassed.
But is that a new archetype, Math? No hat Av?
Yeah, no hat Av. Yeah, we got to implement him. Man. No hat Av is one of them niggas. How you feel about the battle, man? Who you had winning, Savage?
I had Av like 2-1, maybe.
3-0.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, whatever. We giving out 30s. Av 30, whatever.
2-1?
I had Av 3-0.
Av
30. Yeah, when I was walking around the building, they was giving Av 3-0, bro. Yeah. The building gave Av 3-0.
We're not doing that. Av 30. Yeah.
Av 30. Av was coming through all his rounds, and nobody talking about that, right?
He stumbled through
He stumbled. Hey, them stumbles in the second round was bad, bro. Like, he holding his face and what the fuck was up with that prop? But as soon as he brought out that prop, it got dark.
It got crazy. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That was cool.
It got dark. As soon as he brought that out, it got dark as hell, bro. Like, what the? It's a good idea, but.
Yeah, we can't punish him too hard because we want creativity, but it didn't hit right.
Yeah.
I think that shit threw off his round, bro, because he was holding his face and looking away and where that water at, and it was, bro. Shit didn't look
good. This ain't even worth a deep dive. The nigga Math got.
Nah, 30.
Math got killed, my nigga.
It's more so Av is back, bro. Like, Av is finally back, like, punching niggas' heads off, putting together bars niggas never heard before, and, that shit was wild. Damn, man.
We just going to the next joint. I didn't even see this battle. Iron versus JC. How did that go? I didn't even see the battle.
It saved the event, bro.
That was one of the best battles of the night.
It was like complete, like the way that was three straight crowd letdowns with the O-Red battle, the Twerk battle, and then the Math battle. So Iron and JC on 3 weeks notice too. They just came through six rounds, well tailored material for each other. That did say
it was a good back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave it to JC 21, second and third.
Yeah. I think JC got all three of them, actually. I think he outclassed.
I did see JC 30. I saw a lot of JC 30.
I don't know, man. We're going to do Iron like.
No, I think a lot of Iron shit got slept on.
It's bad.
I got to rewatch it. I got to rewatch it because, you know, I'm tired from I was tired from watching those trash battles. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't break all of that down like that.
Bro, that JC on the Israelite talk was fire for all my mm-hmm. black conscious brothers. Like that was fire. He was going in on Iron. I think he out-rapped Iron that second and third. Iron came out. Didn't Iron have a rebuttal in the second or something like that or a freestyle? Yeah, can't remember.
Yeah, but that wasn't enough though, because JC outclassed him every round.
He did.
Yeah, and he did. I seen the first round. I thought Iron First actually fire. Actually,
like, this battle kind of reminded me of JC Nitty. I'm not saying that Iron actually like might have won on camera or anything, but I'm just saying like JC. Like his presence, like, I don't know if it's Summer Madness or something, but
did JC seem more aggressive with Iron?
Yeah, he was all up on Iron. He had him in backed up to a corner and stuff. It was kind of weird to see JC do that.
Hey, yo, Iron was like, you know, fumbling with his towel in the corner of the stage, you know, gripping his water bottle. Mm. Like JC was barking in this nigga. JC kind of went twerk on Iron the way twerk went JC on. Like he had his arms all behind his head and screaming in his ear and shit.
All that aggression then hit to me because after the round.
Yeah, all right, now with JC, now niggas saying he did good with Iron. Is the Lux spread it back the niggas? Yeah, we about to do the, like, let's do the Lux.
I just want to see Lux. So yeah, why not? I just want to see Lux.
I'm not mad at him. He deserved it, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, man. He about time to give it to him.
I thought y'all just said he was on a losing streak like last month. Look, remember niggas was saying he losing now.
Yeah, 2 months ago, niggas was on JC head about losing, and now he deserved Lux again. We don't know what the hell we want.
Lux kind of got 32 times in a row, so it's kind of even. So
there will be no Lux slander up here, sir. No Lux slander.
Look, he kind of got 30.
Yeah, move bad. Go to slaughter.
But why do we want to put JC versus Lux when we know JC's going to lose that shit? Like, we know JC's going to lose that shit.
Because we want to see Lux, all right?
Yeah, that's what it is. Niggas offering up JC like a sacrificial lamb, bro. Like,
look, all right, we saw
him. Lux alone.
Had Iron over JC, bro. Everybody had Iron, bro.
Who really? Had Iron?
A lot of people.
Oh, in the predictions?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He did come. Yeah, that is a comeback win. We're not counting that dub against Anubis and them, right? Because if Anubis and them count, then I guess we probably could.
I forgot about them shits.
Because he low key got two W's off can off URL and then came back and smoked Iron Solomon. So I mean that is three in a row. So he not on the loser streak.
And we can give him those.
They book it, I won't be mad. And I would like to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it. We ain't seen Lux against like a super crazy pen nigga, so why not, man?
Lux versus JC Summer Madness 8. Y'all fucking with that?
I'll take it.
Yeah, but Smacker may gonna get Lux all that them 50 bands he want.
And fly in Europe.
Let me tell y'all this. That's not on the card. Like, I'm
all right. I figured.
What does the Iron win do for JC though? Like,
Iron is a legend, so that's like Iron, first. Is Iron a Mount Rushmore niggas? The niggas like, yo, he
nah.
Yes.
Is he
yes, he is.
Ring Mount Rushmore niggas. Like, if one nigga gets taken off, he can go up there.
Yeah, he's like in that reserve pool in that debatable like. Fourth slot for niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, hate it or not, bro, he's up there with Mook and him, bro. Everybody put Iron where they at, like with Mook and him at. Even though they get Mook more credit, but Iron is up there. He beat a legend, bro. So that gotta count for me something, Mike.
Yeah, we can put that in his stat book.
All right, that definitely gotta go in the stat book. Beating Iron Solomon, if beating Nitty didn't mean nothing or beating Trez didn't mean nothing, beating Iron Solomon definitely means something.
Yeah, we gotta put that down for JC. Let's get to Rex and Reed, man. Rex
my favorite battle.
30.
My favorite battle, bro.
My favorite battle.
This Reed, was battle of the night.
Reed came to play. He was talking to that old washed up ass dinosaur.
Yo, Rex everybody got that got rounds,
y'all
up.
All got to get this first group of guys off. I got y'all next. All y'all. But, now go ahead. How'd y'all feel about that battle?
Reed 30. He channeled every damn Philly nigga. He got every flow in that battle. We had some Meek Mill. We had some E Ness. He went nuts, yo. Oh my God.
Word, yo. Yo, I know it was getting bad for Rex. He kept talking. Oh, that's I said that he killing you.
That was not a bad move. That was not a bad move. You was showing you was getting destroyed. He kept trying to throw Reed off.
Hold on. Before we do this to Rex, Rex's first round was old school, like 1999 Rex, bro. Like that shit was lit, bro. Let's not try to act like Rex didn't give us, you know, a cold ass first round. We just didn't want to hear that shit for three rounds.
Yeah, Rex first was fire. I ain't gonna hold you. He threw first the hat twice. Oh.
But listen, but you heard what Tay Rock said. It's levels. You go up from one round, and that's what Reed did.
Nigga had the Gatorade symbol the rest of the battle. Like he used all his shit. Like in the first round, Rex used all his energy. Like then the rest of us, like, man.
Ew. Hey, real quick from the crowd, right? Hey, he hit the same nigga with his hat twice, bro. That shit was funny as hell. Hey, it was one of Reed's mans, bro, but he took off his hat and hit this nigga smooth in like the upper thigh, bro, like twice, bro. That shit was funny as hell. And he kept looking at Rex. He didn't even look down at the hat. He kept looking at Rex like, I'm going to fuck you up after this. That shit was funny as hell.
How many goons these niggas have on stage? I'm like, Rex got mad niggas, 7-footers. Like, these niggas had basketball.
The crowd went from 8 people to 35 people. Reed brought out like 10 by his goddamn self. That shit was wild. Them niggas brought their block out, my nigga. Like, that shit. That battle felt like an old school battle, bro.
That was dope.
It was really dope, man.
A little disappointed in Rex, but shit. Rex, we knew he was on it. Like, he was on the last. Like,
Pose, Rex. And the predictions, Pose, you ain't want to believe me.
Oh, no, you're right. Now you got that, big homie. You got that. You said Reed at 30. Is the first debatable to niggas, though? Like, could I?
Yeah, the first is actually debatable.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what? I won't argue that. I won't be mad if a nigga want to get the first to Rex. Rex did turn up in the first.
I can't remember what Reed had in his first, but I think I liked Rex's first round a little more. And then Reed left Earth in the second round, though.
Yeah, Reed was wilding. That was a throwback battle.
What are we doing with Reed's little flows he threw out there, man?
I love that Philly flow, man. Philly got the best flow in battle rap, man. I love that.
Philly smack. He really started going in on smack.
Oh, that's the third round?
Hey, I'm going to say this right now. K-Sean stole Reed's style. That's the original Starburst flow right there. That shit was wild.
Man.
That's the original Starburst flow. Yo, Reed wild on this thing. Yo, and then Reed, when Rex sat down, yo, like, we was trying to get Reed to sit down and talk to Rex. Like, sit down with him and talk to this nigga in his fucking ear, bro.
I hate
like,
Rex. Reed was just towering over round, this like, nigga. Why he sit down? Like, come on, man. Like, stand up, man.
Taking selfies on Snapchat.
That annoyed me, man. Like,
stand up, niggas don't lean.
You gotta stand up, Rex. You're a professional, man.
I call him a washed up Roy Hubie.
Nah.
Hey, I'm gonna post a picture in the Discord. Look at this nigga Rex sitting down, bro. This shit is sad.
Yeah.
That nigga looking down and shit. And Reed is just going off on this nigga, bro. Like, looking in the crowd, just.
It got bad.
As an old school Smack DVD fan, bro, like this was the battle that I appreciated the most, man. Like I Smack, good looking for finishing up. Hey, Philly won the war, y'all. I'm sorry, my
Philly
New York niggas.
It's
like,
over.
Philly won the war, bro. It's over.
Let me ask y'all this: do we want to see Reed again? Or is that it? Like,
well, Surf said he did enough to make him want to kill him. So I don't know.
I kind of do though. I kind of do want to see Reed.
Surf Reed.
Yeah, I will watch Surf Reed.
You know, Surf gonna pop a shit. Surf said he asked whatever, but he did enough to make him want to fuck him.
I want to see Reed one of these volume shits. Like, I appreciate him a lot more. Like, I feel
that'd
like.
Be crazy.
See, that's the
Reed versus DNA would be fire.
Nah.
Reed DNA?
Yeah, bro.
Reed Surf, man. A Reed and one of these hitters that's in the URL. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's an old school. He Legend too.
He do gotta add some of these new nigga Euro steps and shit, but he got what it take. Like he still gotta add some of what these new.
But he
gotta
want to do it. He only want. He only went this hard. Rex, you know what I'm talking about? Like we didn't get this with Chess.
I think he did that interview. Like he only was going. He only like he really only wanted Rex and Surf. Like those are the niggas that he wanted to battle. So.
All I know is if I hear Reed Dollars, Reed use a Blau or some shit like that, I'm turning my fucking TV off, bro. I'm not going to hear Reed Dollars use bow, a Blau or a headshot.
Reed don't bow. All right, let's get to the last battle. Hitman and Tay Rock.
I'm hurt. Rock got 30.
I was sad, man. My nigga.
Yo, my nigga, no. Oh, my God.
All right, before I let niggas say this shit, the crowd was not biased whatsoever, and Tay Rock definitely got cheered for, regardless of what the fuck anybody may say or what y'all heard. Niggas was cheering for Rock first, second, and third round. He just got beat, bro. Like, Hitman, that star power, bro. Like, it's real. It's real, my nigga.
This shit was like watching Undertaker lose at WrestleMania, my nigga. I was hurt. I was just sitting there like, no.
Yo, did Hitman have a freestyle about Rock's jersey, my nigga? Like,
yeah, because Rock came at his mama, which was like that made me cringe.
Y'all feel like when he, let me ask you, because you was in the building, you feel like when he did the mama bar, did that make niggas feel like, nah, you can't. Did that make it good? Like the ties turn on Rock because he said the mama shit. What was the mama bar? He said the
some about throwing a ball. Oh damn, how that shit go?
Something about chemo.
Like chemo. I don't think he was actually dissing his mother.
Oh, okay.
It was more like a reference than it was a diss. But his energy dropped off after that. Like there was definitely a.
But did that make the like, crowd niggas, like, come on, Rock? Like, don't come at his mom.
Niggas didn't want to cheer for that. Like, we got it. Like, but niggas didn't want to cheer for that. Like, yeah, we'll let you roll that. But keep rapping.
I felt that when I watched. I'm like, yeah, niggas ain't letting Rock get off with that chemo shit, low key.
Yeah, that was personal. I think, even though I don't think he like went head on with it. It's like a ball head, whatever. But yeah, Rock fought. He lost, man. I told niggas when Rock loses, it's gonna be like Mike Tyson getting beat by Buster Douglas, bro. That's
a fact. He was due for one. He was due for a loss. Man. Rock still held it down for years, man. Rock, you know, we still got respect for you. You got 30, man. It's all good though.
It happens.
Is Hitman worth his 30K?
Yeah.
He then came back to your world twice and gave us 2 3-0s.
You gotta give him. Gotta give him his money, man. I ain't even mad.
Hitman 30K Sean. Then he 30 Shug, and then he 30 Rock. Yeah, bro. I had Hitman 3-0.
Yeah, that was
Hitman 30.
Yeah, bro.
3-0-1 Shug.
I'll even take 2-1 Shug, but Hitman definitely won that battle. Point is, Hitman worth his 30K, bro. Like he showed out for Summer Madness.
Yeah, nah, he did his thing. Hitman, I gotta see Hitman back at some point, man.
Yo, dude, right. That niggas need to find a way to neutralize Show Out, because Show Out win them most of the rounds. Like, come on.
When Rock did the Show
Out, there's no such thing.
When Rock used his brother, that shit was cringy. I'm like, yo, this nigga.
You know what's bad is I wanted that shit to work too, bro. Like, I wanted that shit to be fire.
We don't know this nigga.
Hitman already said, get in the round, he gonna use his brother. So it was the fun was out of it. We knew now.
Yeah.
Plus, Show Out a star, my nigga. Like, Show Out is a rapper in and of itself with no bars, my nigga. Like,
that's a fact.
Like, we know this nigga. All right, it's a different.
That's a fact.
So, Rock on a losing streak. What we doing?
He on a losing streak.
Good. Now Hitman and Hollow. He lost to Hollow. Good to Hitman. What we doing?
I don't know.
I see what y'all niggas.
I ain't gonna let you get that off.
I'm trolling, but I'm gonna see what niggas say.
When a nigga lose everything, say whole career, like he might
lose to JC. That's what y'all did to JC. Y'all took away 3 battles from him after he lost one to T Top. Listen, that's what y'all did to JC.
I know we let it. He lost every battle now.
Yeah, thank you. Hitman, Rock on a losing streak. What we doing? Hitman Goods and Holler.
He didn't lose the Goods.
He lost the Goods, Surf. Like, he lost everybody.
Yeah, that man, a 3-game losing streak. God damn.
He lost the clean, like.
And Rock technically did lose the clean, but that's, yeah, that's too far back. Yo, we, I mean, is Rock on? I don't know, man. Rock need to sit down too, bro.
He and I sit down.
Rock and Twerk need to sit down.
Not like Rock need to use his position correctly. Like, we still see Rock every car. Rock don't need to do that. Rock need to be like a once a year type of nigga. You know,
boss fight type nigga, man. He gotta act like that.
If listen, can I ask y'all this one question, bro? How he's gonna survive battling up once a year? This is his job. Like, niggas got a lifestyle. Like, how is he gonna survive off of? Say if he get 20K, and I don't think he getting that game. That's gonna 20K gonna last you a year.
Look, man,
you gonna sell some of them drugs you rap about. I mean,
push that mixtape you keep hustling on.
Sell some of them pistols off that you rap about. Like, I don't know.
Aromatherapy 2.5 on the iTunes right now. Go get it.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. Yeah. Problem.
But Reason, Savage, appreciate y'all niggas for coming up, man. We gonna get some of the other guys. Reason, man, appreciate you, big homie. He was in the building. He gave us our In the Building Black Compass recap.
No doubt. Salute y'all. Want it.
Hey, yo, let me get something off real quick, though.
Go ahead, bro.
I'm bootlegging all pay-per-views now after this trash-ass shit, by the way.
We're not condoning that. We're not condoning
my nigga, you're own this company, man. You know we own by your like, no, we not. King, take that. When you edit this, take that out, man. Like,
all right, my bad.
But all right, my nigga.
All right.
So who was next? My nigga ATK, the nigga that sat tucked down. Let me get my mans up. Control Media. Let me get my nigga ATK.
Yo, y'all hear me?
Who else? D Marsh? Let me get my nigga D. I know how to unmute, nigga. Hey.
Let's go.
D Marsh, you up?
Yo.
Punch. My nigga Joe Star, Mr. Understand Anything, Black Rage, I got you. All right, let me get these niggas up, man.
Oh, he said he had the bullpen ready.
Yo.
Yeah, nigga.
Yo, cooking. All right, let's go, yo. What we starting with?
Wait, let me get Black Rage up. Let me see who else wanted to come up. Black Rage is up.
Yeah.
Mr. Sandy, Joe, to my nigga Joe Star, you on the next round, my nigga. You know niggas don't like you.
Bring him up, man. We need him up here.
Yeah, I'll get him up. Fuck it, yeah. Fuck it, Royal Rumble, man. Fuck it, yeah. I'm gonna get my
let's
nigga.
Let's do it.
Mr. Sandy Thing.
Yo, what's good? Mic check.
Yo. All
right, so what we
yo, niggas hear me?
Mr. Sandy Anything in here? Yeah, hear me?
I guess.
Everybody's unmuted, man. How y'all feeling about the SM7, yo?
Yo, hey, first of all, real quick, did we like break this event?
One at a time.
We gotta do that too.
I was getting ready to say, yo, this is probably the worst, one of the worst SMs ever.
I was gonna say, this about
the worst. I got this being the worst next to SM3, bro. Like which
four,
I said,
it's like 4 out of 10. Not even.
Damn, it don't even get to 6.
Yo, I got this being the worst next to 1, bro. What's up?
The worst next to 1? Damn.
Either one. No. You pick either.
One was fire, yo.
It was
SM1 to SM3. You pick. Which one is this joint fighting for worst summer man?
SM1 was dope.
SM1 was dope. SM3 was low-key ass because half the battles didn't even go down.
All right, so we're going to rock with SM3? So this one's in competition with SM3?
We have four straight. Think about it. The first four battles last
year. This is the worst one.
Dudes choked. Everybody choked. At least
all right, let's get to the fuckery and controversy. Right. Who was the worst nigga? Who was the worst nigga last night? Who was the
Rex.
Worst?
Rex.
Twerk. Rex.
Twerk was
it's Rex.
No, Twerk. I think it's O-Red.
Rex was bad. No, because O-Red tried.
Yo, bro, Red won with no voice.
Hold on. Twerk.
You don't get points for whispering, yo, in battle rap. I'm sorry.
Rex. It don't matter. You still Rex, won.
Like, at least Rex like went through his
shit. I had him losing.
At least ain't Rex no went way, through bro. His shit.
Ain't no way.
Rex shit was ass, though. My nigga.
Y'all know Red go for giving you a round and still winning.
I would rather listen to some shit that's ass than not hear anything at all. Twerk didn't even have 2 rounds.
Well, if that's the case, we got to criticize Shug for 30-second round.
No.
Even though they was Drake. Worse.
Bro, I just listened to DNA Twerk again this morning. Twerk had 20 bars in his second round. And he had 8 bars in his third round. He had no round.
My nigga.
He had a round and a half.
Nah, DNA clean Twerk up, yo.
DNA got that man out.
I know he don't play with
him out of it. Hey, yo, I got a question for y'all. Which one was worse, DNA versus Ill Will or DNA versus Twerk?
DNA versus Twerk was worse, yo.
Twerk was Ill Will.
I don't know. Ill Will was cringy.
Yeah,
Ill Will won the first round against DNA.
But Ill Will had 47 air balls.
Mad air balls.
Y'all be doing my nigga Ill Will dirty.
Bro, but this ain't
won
nothing.
That first round. Twerk won that first round.
This ain't nothing new.
I didn't have, I had DNA winning every round, yo.
I had, yeah. I had
what round did DNA do the rebuttal? Was it the
first round.
Twerk was going to win. Yo, if Twerk would have never said nothing, yo, he probably would have won that first round. Yo, that rebuttal is what made the round debatable.
It rapped like, first. That's the second round, bro.
No, he rebuttal in the first.
Rookie mistake. Rookie mistake.
That was round one. It got bad.
DNA was ready.
Everybody, I mean,
yeah, Paul. This was the worst one, yo.
Think it was the worst one?
Yeah, no, this was bad. I'm voting for this to be the worst one, dog. I'm voting. Hey, you got to think about it, yo. Think about this for 1 second. We're actually talking about Reed possibly being champion of the night, dog. Reed Dollars, exactly. 2018. Yo, Reed
fucking Dollars.
Y'all don't do that.
What does that tell you about the card, bro? What does that tell you? What does that tell you about the card?
I really think Geechee got champion. Though
it's,
to me,
it's either Geechee or Reed.
It's between Geechee and DNA. If you ask me, honestly.
What about JC?
I mean,
I'm not gonna give it to JC because Iron did his thing too, bro. Yeah, JC wasn't that much better.
It has nothing to do with his performance.
JC's rounds was
but Iron was just as good as GC to me. I got Iron winning 2-1 edge. Like,
oh yeah, Iron winning.
It's like
JC drove that Black Jew angle. Round.
Yeah, he drove it too long to me. Yeah, too
like
long.
He said that shit like all three rounds.
Way too long. And I
yo,
and
fuck,
Iron,
fuck that. I gotta
know Iron not even that type of dude. Like, come on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pose, I got an angle though, man. Do niggas still want to see the two new guys go at it, Twerk and Geechee? No.
Twerk and Geechee.
At this point, that might be Twerk's exit. That might be Twerk's exit out, bro. Yep. That might be like his moment. Like,
not in 2018, I don't.
Y'all don't think that.
Out of here, dog.
Y'all don't think that Geechee would be a nigga that be excited for because he done said he only.
Yo,
really like prepare for niggas.
He didn't want DNA.
No, I'm not making no excuses. I'm just saying, like, even if see what happens when he battles niggas, don't really want to battle.
Good, Geechee was low key like put some work on. Twerk could be good, and Geechee would still go off, man.
I think Geechee got the ball rolling now. Like he done figured it out, and it's gonna get scary for niggas.
Put this way, you don't gotta worry about Geechee choking. He might not always have the best material, but he ain't gonna choke.
Not beating him, bro.
Huh?
What would you say
it again?
Twerk Geechee is not beating him, bro. Not that shitty bum. No.
Nah,
Twerk doesn't rap three rounds.
Well, if Twerk came the same way he came tonight, too, Twerk won't even have a shot.
Listen, man.
That's what
Tuck getting his powers back.
Yeah, now, Twerk choked against Verb. He no showed Danny, and then he had one round versus DNA.
Yo, hold on. I got a question for y'all. What we doing with Twerk, bro? In all three of his URL battles this year, his show, what we doing?
Bro, he's.
Nah, Twerk's still one of them niggas. It's just, I don't want to see him against Geechee now.
Verb.
He wanted him.
Come on. And DNA all in one. What are we doing?
That's what I'm going.
Twerk is a perfect example of like why URL shit. They just push whoever they want.
That's what I'm saying. Them niggas really should have learned from like
yo, from all this chess is still
the whole chess
place.
Situation. You can't be like overworking niggas. Twerk should not be battling like every fucking card back to back.
And Twerk
that shit is getting outrageous.
Down and stop battling these little small leagues for little chump chain.
Hell yeah, Twerk
has a battle on the 18th.
He has a battle next week. He has a battle the week
you
after.
See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like,
hey. Hey, Paul, see, now y'all all hear how we all complaining about these top tiers, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, if they ask, now if we going to be mad if the next event got like half of the card is mid tiers, but these the niggas that we want to see, you know, we want to see niggas with three rounds.
Hold on. What about
bro.
Born Legacy 1, Born Legacy 2? They didn't have a bunch of top tiers on that card.
No. I understand what he's saying because, like, you think of it as like a Summer Madness. You want to see the big names, but think about it. We could say the card is amazing with big names, but if they don't deliver, it's shit. But if we say the car looks bad on paper, but then they actually deliver with like some low tier dudes,
no complaints. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. I got a question. Which was better, Black Mass or Summer Madness 7?
What was on Black Mass again?
Yeah, run that down.
Math Hoffer, Real Deal, Iron Solomon, Chilla, Head Ice, Nims.
Iron Solomon Chilla was no better in a lot of battles.
But no, yeah, that battle was fire, right?
See, here's the problem, yo. The battles was trash, but certain niggas' performances was dope. So, like, exactly, F was dope, exactly. But Math was trash. Geechee did what he was supposed to do. Suge didn't do what he was supposed to do. You know what I mean? It was just real. He was supposed to do.
Real quick, how did Geechee?
That's a battlers.
How did Geechee Gotti know Suge was wear a jersey though? Was that off the top? That shit was crazy.
Well, if you think about it, Suge wears jerseys almost all of his battles. If you notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Geechee should win champion of the night, yo. He probably should win champion of the year because this is third one, right?
Old Red should win it.
That should be an automatic shoo-in.
Old Red, yo, we got to.
Can I get these Old Red bars out?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Old Red is terrible, yo.
Old Red, the nigga said, yo, his man has a halls. He won't give it to me.
Yo, that beat me, dog. I swear, I was on the floor. I was on the floor, dog. I was on the floor.
Yo, we need a tea to the stage.
Yo, you heard the crowd that said that? Yo, bring that man some tea, dog. Bring some tea.
We need some.
The nigga pulled a whole lemon out of his pocket.
Nigga wanted fucking lemon from start. Like, come on, bro. Yo, we gotta. Nah, but yo, this Ill Will versus Old Red battle, though, this is a perfect example of why we can't judge battles like round by round. Because honestly, Old Red did not have a second round, or he didn't spit it. If he had it or not, he didn't spit it.
Judge it round by round, Red.
Y'all just killed Surf for this, yo.
Dude, you gotta think
We need to give Old Red the same energy.
No. Spectacular round.
No. This is different. This is
Surf did not come with a. Old Red had a round.
Yeah, he had.
How do we know that? How do we know,
bro? He literally he tried. He tried rapping and he sounded like little mini me, bro.
No.
That's what I'm saying. And niggas is still giving him that round. That's crazy.
And then the crowd,
yo.
Nobody should be giving him any second round. He didn't spit. He couldn't do it.
No way. You can't.
And he can't even give him the battle, yo. There was a 20-minute delay because of him. Like
yo,
the nigga was literally on stage asking for a hall.
Hey, but hold on. Let's really talk about this for a minute. There's a difference between DNA and Trick than there is between Old Red and Ill Will. Trey came up there bullcrapping and then just choked. Old Red has material. He just lost his voice.
How do you know that he had material? How do you know he had material?
Because he was getting ready to spit.
Bro, get ready to spit whatever you want. If you don't actually spit it, I don't care.
Bro, you're missing the point. He started
the voice out that
everybody
nigga.
Everybody started laughing at him, dog. He started spitting, and then when we heard his voice, everybody started laughing at him. That's why he stopped.
So he doesn't have crowd control. He don't have crowd control.
That's bro, we had no voice. Come on,
how you go control the crowd if you can't talk, bro?
Bro,
his voice been screechy since the several battle.
I think it was someone said it before. They were like, oh, he's supposed to, like, that shit happens to battle rappers. He's the only one who didn't fucking do his shit because of his voice. DNA, his voice was going out. He still rapped all his shit. All
right, well, you let me know. Passes.
Well, when was DNA sounding like some whole white chick? What are you talking about? When did DNA lose his voice that bad?
In his third round, his shit was going off bad, but he still rapped his shit.
Oh, Red lost his voice in the Swave Sever battle too, I think. Or I think his voice got real pitchy in that joint too.
Yeah, it happened.
He's known for that though. That nigga known for choking, yo. I don't care what nobody say. Them Jersey niggas.
Guess what?
All the niggas known for choking.
I can't say that nigga.
Anytime there's a 20-minute intermission in the battle, in the middle of the battle, you can't get that nigga.
Twerk might want to take some tips.
Oh, no, think about
one at a time, y'all. Y'all overlapping each other. Now go ahead, Joe.
Jersey, stand the way, though. Jersey is running battle rap right now.
Nigga said Jersey running battle rap.
Now it's not the time to say that. Choking and losing rounds and choking. Are you serious?
Now it's not the time to say this.
Yeah, like
not the time for that argument.
You're not winning this battle, bro.
You had Shug, Twerk, Old Red. They all choke back to back to back, and Surf just choked.
Arsenal called all y'all.
Arsenal
was calling out y'all Jersey niggas the whole time.
You act like this don't happen in battle rap, bro. It happens
from the whole team.
It only happened to them niggas though.
Bro, you are
the whole team.
As Jersey madness. Yes, it was fucking madness out here, son. It was all choking.
My nigga Goods ain't never choked.
Some man turned into stumble madness.
Yo, even Tay Rock. Tay Rock wasn't hot tonight, but
I was about to. Yeah, let's get into that battle. Hitman.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo, I want to say, yo, Hitman beat K-Shine and Tay-Rock with just straight up real bars.
Yo, Tay-Rock lost the glow. He don't got the glow.
Hitman didn't even really use like punchlines. He just beat these niggas with real bars.
And that's crazy because in the face-off, he said he didn't have Tay-Rock has better punchlines, but
yeah, he did say that. That's a fact.
Yeah, think about that. What was the most memorable bar? What was the most memorable bar from Hitman K-Shine? You had the nerve to give a fake five to the same hand that used to feed you. The Tay-Rock joint. Bro, 8 years ago, you was battling Suge in front of a bus stop.
Hitman was smart because he kind of dismantled like Tay-Rock shit. Like, he said the whole, like, oh, Summer Madness coming. And then once Tay-Rock said it, it didn't even hit like
It didn't have the same
effect at all. And that's why Hitman
like
to go. He should have just cut that out. Word, bro.
When did Tay-Rock unlock the badge?
Yeah, yo.
I thought I was on the line.
Every line. Yeah, he is with a lot of lines.
Yeah, nah, you're right.
I swear to God, I kept expecting to say giddy up after that shit.
Yo, imagine Tay-Rock versus Tay-Rock. Yo,
why Tay-Rock jerseys be so cringy, though?
Versus foul.
Because them shits, from the lady with the spray paint.
Yeah, it looked like them joints made out the flea market, yo.
All right, y'all. I'm gonna get some other. It's a lot of niggas that want to get up, so I'm gonna get some other niggas here. But shout out to my nigga.
Hold on, fam. I came. Salute. I'm up here for Reed.
Oh, my fault. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the battle.
Yeah, man, we gotta.
Y'all niggas just start talking over each other.
Like, yeah, my fault.
My bad.
We excited. Reed,
I know y'all got a short round. Y'all gotta get this together. Come on, man.
Reed 3-0.
Rambo 30 called it.
Yeah.
Hey, Reed 3-0. You could debate the first, but I'm going to Reed 3-0.
You could debate the first.
Hey, yo, and honestly, if you think about it, Rex gave it to Reed as soon as the battle was over. He's like, said it over his mic. Bro, you got it.
Yeah, I heard that too at the end of the battle.
He said it over his mic. You got it.
Hold on, but let's talk about that first. If you ask me, a lot of that shit was just Summer Madness, Rex gas. Them bars,
half those bars I heard in the John battle, I swear I did.
Yo, the thing is, it's because Rex came with that energy. It's like, yo, we didn't expect Rex. We thought he was
Niggas talking about show out code. Rex slamming his hat is code too. Same effect, man.
Yeah, but Reed,
yeah, but you only slammed the hat so many times.
Reed came correct. He was like, he was leveling up every single round. He was actually
That's a fact.
Reed,
pose.
Yo, hit the grand champion with a grand slam. Yo, come on, bro.
Yo, do y'all that since they doing these shows on the road now, like it ain't that same feel like it is in Urban Plaza. Like for me, like I feel like, you know, Summer Madness ain't really Summer Madness if it ain't in like New York.
It
like,
gotta go back home.
The problem I have with that is like, do you want to see a good battle or do you see a good like hype crowd? Like, what are you looking for?
It's about everything, yo. It's about the ambiance. It's about
they can stay taking like the gnome, but like leave Summer Madness at home. Shit.
Yeah, I think gnome should be the one that where you do it in a different city every year. But like, yeah, that Summer Madness got to be in New York, yo.
Yeah,
yo, and I wouldn't mind seeing Iron versus Lux either, bro. I'm gonna get off the joint, but I wouldn't mind seeing Iron versus Lux just as much as JC versus Lux either, bro. I think Iron has put in enough work, and I haven't seen him clearly take a loss in I don't know how long. So I don't see what's wrong with him getting Lux or Hollow.
Yeah, I think Iron Hollow would be dope. Iron Hollow would be dope.
Yo, ARP somewhere celebrating.
we gotta talk about that.
He put out that 25 right after the battle.
Yeah, promo dog. He was so excited. Like, yes, he got
wild excited.
ARP got the Tiger Woods fist.
Yo, last thing about that battle though, I didn't expect to see Reed go off on a B-Dot tangent and just start tearing into smacking.
It was real talk though, it was facts.
That shit, I was sitting there smiling normally with the mean face like smacking.
That shit just caught me off guard though.
Yeah, I mean, yo, it worked though.
Shit.
Philly helped build this shit, man. That's disrespectful that they ain't doing an event there yet. Like,
hey, yo, I won't be surprised
and
if Reed
Jay Black been calling
URL for... goes to Philly.
Nah, it's
I won't
coming.
Be surprised if Reed is the reason why they go to Philly. Reed might have been the reason why they might finally go to Philly.
URL basically bought Champion. I don't understand how
haven't had an event in Philly yet.
Because Tech been trash. If Tech would have did what he was supposed to do against Gems and at least made it debatable against Gotti, the next event will probably be in Philly, yo.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Tech been trash, man.
Yo, but so, we gotta, all these dudes have been choking. We gotta not see them on these cards. We can't see Twerk. We can't, like, these dudes gotta see
Twerk going to London. You know that.
You gotta penalize.
They did the same shit.
But who do you replace them with? That's what I'm saying. If Ryder is on something and it's eight, niggas is gonna be mad.
Put Snake Eyes on. Put Snake Eyes on. What's good with Snake Eyes?
All this
y'all know y'all don't want to see him on Summer Madness, yo.
I want to see Snake Eyes on Summer Madness. I want
okay, maybe. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I have a question.
What has Snake Eyes done to deserve a Summer Madness?
Come on, not that angle.
First Mike P, Choke first Wavy. Come on, what are you talking about?
Give me a memorable moment from Snake Eyes that's the white Summer Madness back.
Did y'all see Summer Madness 7?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So what y'all talk about? Do Snake Eyes really got to do a lot to be on Summer Madness?
Exactly. No. That's not the. I'm not saying he don't.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm saying that if you see Snake Eyes' name on Summer Madness,
bro, nobody's going to get excited.
Okay,
bro.
So forget
nobody's about excited Wavy. After Wavy, Summer Madness.
Wavy 7, could replace him and beat a lot of these niggas who are on Summer Madness 7. Just
Wavy, that's cool. Wavy's been on a Summer Madness before. I ain't about
so
to say nothing.
Why is he beating Twerk and then Twerk gets on Summer Madness 7 and Summer Madness 8?
Because he's like,
Because Wavy, because
Twerk's a star.
Twerk is Wavy said himself, he don't battle like that.
They act like y'all guys is slow or something, man. It's Wavy
battle like that.
Bro, you think Wavy gonna sell out a fucking event? No,
I don't care about selling out. I want to see a good fucking battle. Listen,
but they do. The company does.
You gotta think like a business. You gotta think like a business, bro. They trying.
But you see what y'all saying? Y'all complaining about Summer Madness 7, and then you're like, oh, but the business.
But here's the thing, though. That's why I'm saying, what has that guy done to deserve it? Because I don't see him bringing no money in for URL. That's why I'm asking that question.
He beat Twerk. He beat the hottest dude. Like, what the fuck?
Don't think guys beat Twerk?
Oh, no, I said, I'm talking about Wavy now. I'm talking about Wavy.
Oh, I said Snake Eyes.
All I'm saying is that, like, we complaining about how ass Summer Madness 7 is, and we have to be the ones who are going to change the shit. We got to, like, tell the league that, like, hey, we're not having this shit. We can't be having Twerk and Suge.
I don't think it's going to mean nothing to them, man.
Who should Geechee get next, y'all?
Geechee?
Who should he get next?
Geechee can get, like, a Briz or something. A nigga that's took some L's.
At this point, you can do what we want, bro. I want to be honest, right?
And let's keep it all a buck. Even though Twerk choke, you'll think somebody would rather see Briz Rothstein versus Geechee or Twerk versus Geechee. Like,
I would Briz Rothstein versus Geechee. I'm sorry, Briz. Hey, Twerk star power is not over Briz.
He choked in his last two battles.
I'm sorry. They're going to take Briz Geechee every time, dog.
Y'all dealing with emotions right now, baby, but I guarantee you.
I think you're the one with the emotions right now, dog. Yeah.
You're the one with the emotions, bro.
I'm mad that Twerk choked right now.
You're the only person on Twitter defending Twerk, bro.
And Tuck, you're not going to keep taking these little angles.
Wait, one at a time,
bro.
Bro, how am I emotional? My man already booked for the next battle, dog. Y'all is crazy.
He did it. But
for markability, for money standpoint, that little fucking sleepaway Briz and Calico did. Don't nobody want to see Briz and Geechee? Come on, bro. Stop playing.
But you just
don't want to see Briz and if Briz been ass and Twerk chokes, why would anybody want to see that?
Exactly.
Yo, y'all got crazy, bro. Y'all went.
All right, now y'all. Like, y'all let me get
some other. I'm out, bro. Appreciate you, bro.
I don't even know, bro.
Shout out Black Rage. Shout out D-Mars.
Oh, I got a 10-4 real quick.
Salute, Post.
What's the 10-4?
Ball head hit your ball head. That's a headbutt. Rock said that, and Cicero said that to Cortez first. All right, I'm out.
That is a fact.
Yeah, last thing.
One of them niggas that be on the internet searching niggas' whole lifestyle, searching for somebody to go wrong and do bad. You want I don't even know who Cicero is. Like, and I've been watching Battle Rap for years. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, you should know who Cicero is, though. Nigga. Come on.
He a tough. Philly legend, man. Come on. That's a Philly legend.
I don't know. I know fucking Reed and Tech N9ne from Philly. I don't, and Meek, and I don't know Cicero's. You know what I'm saying?
Right, we got some other guys that want to come. You know what I'm saying? He said you be saying some retarded shit, Tuck. Niggas, I don't know if he really feel like that, but he probably do. Shout out to my nigga Cole.
Yo, who is Tuck bodying?
Tuck is bodying everybody. Tuck is in
it. Yo.
Tuck feel like DNA. Tuck feel like Twerk didn't care about the DNA battle.
All right, hold on.
But how long is that supposed to be acceptable? Because I paid money to see him.
Tuck.
Hey, listen, bro. I'm not mad at that, bro. I'm not mad. Don't think. I think it's acceptable. I don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? He had a bad night, man. He had an off game, man. It's all right.
Off game. He had an off game.
Wait.
Show up to the game.
Tuck. Respectfully, did he have an off game? See, here's my thing. I'm not coming at him for bad material.
Mm-hmm.
If a nigga got three rounds and I just don't like your shit, then I just don't like your shit. That happens. Rock gave me three rounds. I don't think Rock had an amazing three rounds, but he gave me three rounds. He tried. Did he have an off night or did he just not care about the battle like that?
He had an off night, man. Let's say that. He had an off night.
Everybody has an off night. They just don't have it every time they battle.
Still, yeah. Even if he had an off night, I still think he won the first.
Yo, he turned into...
Nah, he got the first. I gave him the first.
But he's not turning into the test, bro. He's really not.
Come on, man. He choking every battle, man.
He choked in like 70-80%
of his battles. Yo, Tuck. Everybody not surf, man. Everybody can't do that and get away with it, bro.
I see that, King. Because ain't nobody saying nothing about surf coming back.
I said this to Surf and them earlier. Like, I don't know, like, with him and Ars, I don't know what's going on where... And this ain't even just about Twerk. This is just about niggas in general. I don't know what's going on where everybody think they could do that shit. You got to understand, bro. Those niggas' brands have grown outside of battle rap. Where they able to generate the same amount of bread and buzz outside of battle rap as they are able in. Surf just did 1 million views on a fucking platform that had 2,000 subscribers. Yeah, that nigga could do some bullshit and still move. Like, everybody can't be trying to do that shit, bro. This shit is getting fucked up.
Yo, thing with Twerk. Yo, if you don't want to battle, nigga, stop. I know it's hard to turn down. Nigga call you and say they got $8,000 for you to battle. It's hard. But, yo, if you don't want to battle the nigga, all money ain't good money, my nigga.
That's my nigga Akbar. What's up, nigga?
Let's punch. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pissed off, B. I ain't like my fault. Yeah,
How you feel about the event, Drizzy?
Man, I was pissed off, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. This shit was ass, bro.
This shit was like a 0.5 out of 10, my nigga.
Nah, I'm not, man.
Just a 0.5, man.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's because niggas is already on Summer Madness 8. I don't know what the fuck is going on no more. I was like, yesterday I was highly upset, bro. Highly fucking upset. I wanted my bread back for one. It ain't even about the bread. It's the principle.
Yo, yeah. Niggas
feel like they can do whatever the fuck they want to do now, bro. I don't know what's going on with this shit.
What we supposed to expect out of SM8? The same nigga that was on SM7?
I don't know what to expect, but I know. Hey, this is going. We live?
Nah, we going to put. It's going to go. Tony Bro gonna put this on the YouTube right after the show, he says.
All right, well, yeah, let this on YouTube. I don't know what's gonna happen to SMA. I know I'm not paying for it. I'm watching the fucking bootleg. These niggas got me fucked up, man. I'm not about to be spending my money watching this shit.
Y'all niggas
is losing to niggas with no voice. How you lose to a nigga that can't even speak?
Yo, Smack sitting in the middle looking stupid. Nah, nigga, give me money back. Come on, man.
Bro, I don't know if it's because these niggas is having events like every 35 days and they on this world tour. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not about to keep donating money to this shit, man.
But let me play devil's advocate, though, to Akbar, Drizzy, whoever else. Like, do you blame the league or the niggas?
I blame the niggas for not showing up prepared first. But when you keep paying the same niggas that's showing up unprepared over and over, now you treat me like I'm fucking stupid and I'm just supposed to keep paying and shit.
There got to be some consequences somewhere.
Y'all don't think that since they had two Summer Madnesses, like, it kind of really diluted the card because the first half of Seven was ass until Iron and JC.
So. Oh, man. I think niggas just, it ain't no consequences, man. Nigga like, fuck it. I can show up. Nigga, if I have one round, that's it. I'm still going to get booked again. I don't give a fuck. It ain't no consequences.
I think pre-booking might have ruined battle rap because Twerk know he got something coming up. He like, oh, yeah, I got the London shit. I ain't.
Exactly.
Ain't Math on SMA?
Nah, yo, now Math can go, dog. Math can go, dog.
Math talking about our next one. How terrible, are you, man. Like, how are you a? How are you guaranteed the next one? What you mean I got you on the next one?
He run around talking about nigga. He run around talking about he the GOAT. You not no legend. All right, man. You can go, dog. You not even a legend, dog.
My nigga hopping out a legend.
No, man. Nah, I'm not hopping out no legend. He's a seasoned vet, man. Dog. He not no legend, man. He run around, I'm the GOAT. But come on, man. You look stupid on stage, man. Playing peekaboo, holding his hands over his face. And come on, man. Get on. Math can go far away, dog. I'm good, dog.
What's the current status of Rex? What are we doing with him?
Like, Rex is done, man. Rex sitting on stage taking selfies. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
man?
But that battle was lit, Roy, though, son.
He's Roy Hibbert, dog. He could go, dog.
Rex Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, dog. Rex could go. He on stage, sitting down and looking at the crowd, laughing, looking dumb. Reed beating shit down his leg. He on stage looking stupid, dog. Come on, man. The beer belly.
Shout out to still an all-time great.
Shout out to Hitman. Like, shout out to the niggas that gave me the three I paid for. DNA, Hitman, Rock gave me three. Like, Iron, JC. Like, these niggas that didn't give me three, like, y'all, like, URL, man. Like, niggas got to start kicking back. Y'all niggas just charging $50. These pay-per-views ain't even $20 no more.
I don't understand how niggas like Rock could go on like be on this 4-year run, no choking, no stumbling, consistent. But you got niggas that only been in that only been at this level for like a year or so, and these niggas choking and shit every battle. Though I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Shout out to Reed and Rex though. Them niggas brought that old feel back, bro.
Reed, Rex didn't bring shit. Rex didn't. Bring
Yo, that first
shit.
Round was fire, bro.
He gave me a round. I paid for three. Now I'm not doing that no more. I'm tired of that shit. Oh, he came and gave me a round. I paid for three. I paid for
work. If y'all crucified Twerk had a round.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, Twerk gave me a fire round. Rex, I paid for three. You've been doing this 20 years. I paid for three, my nigga. Come on, man. Come on. Niggas are getting paid.
I'm not crucifying Twerk. Look, I'm not going to sit up and act like.
Wait, Rex choked? Watch out, Rex had three.
Nah, Rex was looking stupid.
Nah, Rex had three, but Rex, she was ass, though.
Rex had a bunch of bullshit. All the hype was
yeah.
Yo, Tuck, I'm not crucifying Twerk. I'm not gonna sit up and I'm not one of them niggas that's gonna act like if Twerk on the card, I'm not gonna watch Twerk fire, but yo, Twerk need to just start taking shit serious, dog.
I ain't even just gonna kill Twerk. Suge. What are you doing, man?
Looking stupid.
Second big event in the row, these young niggas is slapping your big ass all around the stage. Twerk was slapping you around that stage in Texas.
Yeah, come on. Them small ass jerseys, dog. Stop it.
I think it's what the fuck with the Stoudemire Nets joint.
Nah, dog. Them shit's too small, dog. Take that shit back, man. Yo, Geechee was beating the shit out of him. He up there looking stupid. Come on, man. These niggas.
I'm just hot because it's like, I'm reasonable. Niggas is going to choke. Like I said, if Rock was to forget his whole third round and be like, whatever, I wouldn't even been mad because I know the nigga's not just bullshitting. I know that.
Yeah.
If Hitman was the choke, I wouldn't even been mad. Like, you always do this. Like, some of y'all niggas is always doing this shit and I'm not paying for it no more, man.
Yo, I got a question. Yo, why is Ill Will still getting, come on, son. Ill Will, how is he still getting booked? How you, a nigga give you a round?
It will ask
a nigga give you a nigga walk up to you and give you a round, bro. Just give you a round. Here you go. You can have this round. You still lose.
Jamaican, man. You gotta stop calling that Jamaican up. That shit ain't doing nothing.
Oh man, that Jamaican
nigga too up and down. Yo, this nigga lost a round to a nigga that couldn't talk at all.
Hey, that nigga calling up the Jamaican. The niggas been robbed of Jamaican Connect, my nigga. Find another Connect, my nigga. You gotta go elsewhere, my nigga. That nigga ass, bro.
That nigga Old Red had to talk like Kane, the Undertaker brother.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that was the funniest shit I think I ever heard.
Hey, Driz, I got a question, right? Could you penalize Old Red because he lost his voice? Like, these dudes are trying to penalize him.
I'm not penalizing him.
Nigga ain't got, nigga can't, nigga, I mean, I'm, he didn't come in like, oh, I'm plan to lose my voice. Like, shit happens, nigga. That shit happens.
That's what he was trying to rap through. Like, at no point did I feel like he just didn't know his shit. I didn't feel that way. Like,
yeah.
Like, nah, I said, shit happened. Niggas if be, he like, in the real world, niggas show up late to work because shit happens sometimes.
Yeah. If he would have turned around and asked niggas for his phone during that time, then I would have been like, oh, yeah, maybe he kind of choked it. But, I mean, he was still trying to rap. He just couldn't speak, my nigga. So, and he gave the nigga the round. Here you go, Illwill. You can have this round. It was still lost. Come on.
Now, that's a fact.
I'm not going to lie, man. URL kind of got to do, like, bro, I'm like, it's so many niggas that was complaining about paying that bread for what they were getting, bro. I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just being honest. Like, niggas was highly upset.
Matt got to get off his queen shit, my nigga. Stop robbing us, my nigga. Come on, man. Stop robbing us, man.
And then, all right, so as a fan, like, what do you do? Because the niggas I like Twerk. I like Suge. But the niggas that I knew for a fact that I don't got to worry about is the niggas I don't even like that DNA, Iron, JC. I didn't have no worry about them niggas.
You don't got to worry about them at all.
Yo, I'm about
the niggas
to call
I like, I got
to
worry about. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Bank. I'm about to call my bank and dispute them charges, my nigga. I need that 50.
You need that 50 back?
Yeah, my nigga. I'm about to pull a scam. I need that 50 back.
It's a lot of damn money, man. I ain't gonna lie, Smack. You robbing this, my nigga.
What happened? Yo, Jay. Well, I didn't even see the Jay shit. I fell asleep on that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I think that saved the event.
Yeah, that battle was fire, yo.
I fell asleep. I'm good, dog.
But Reed was telling y'all that Smack was jerking these niggas, making millions off of them.
Facts. Reed getting champion of the night.
I really think Smack made a million off these niggas. Like,
hell no.
Smack really made fuck Smack.
Man, come on, Posey. You already know, bro. On 5, that nigga ran to the goddamn camera. After the first pay-per-view, he ran to that camera so quick to tell Mookie made $100,000 for him.
So I got that money, Mookie.
Every time you look up, Smack, that nigga, he in Puerto Rico.
That's a fact.
Posey, we live in LA, man. You know how New York more expensive than it is here. This nigga,
yeah, that's a fact.
The nigga changed it. Nigga got like 9 pair of ball main jeans. He changed it throughout the event. Come on, son. Come on, man.
He be in a strip club throwing rod up deposit, just throwing it.
Man, that nigga Puff is Birdman and niggas. Like, I don't know what's going on.
But now y'all want to see so this event make y'all want to see Danny on Summer Madness?
Hell no.
No thanks, man. No thanks.
He good. Damn, man.
Daddy can't get a shot? Right,
this the problem.
I'm gonna keep it real.
It's the problem.
I can't do that, bro.
All right, this the problem though. So like, we either gonna take chances on Suggs or we want a car full of Iron versus JCs. Like, what are we doing?
Life is all about taking chances.
That's like but that's what the Supreme is created for. Like those type of battles, Iron.
Oh, we're not doing.
I'm gonna be real. This
Danny get on a Summer Madness, go crazy. We never gonna hear the last of it from Posey. I don't got time for it.
What you said, my nigga? I ain't gonna say nothing. Like, I'm gonna come. You know, I ain't gonna say.
Yo, like, I'm gonna be real. Smack food us, dude. This one, nothing but a volume of Born Legacy card, dog. And he just added Summer Madness as the title, dog. None of these battles were Summer Madness battles, except Hitman and Hitman.
And Tay Rock.
Yeah, dog.
Redirects was dope to me, though, man. I'm not gonna act like that shit wasn't. Like, bro, for me, I had a fucking 3XT on a Seattle Supersonics fucking hat, dog. Uptowns. I was back in my 2000 field, dog. That shit was lit. I ain't gonna lie to you. Reed was snapping, bro.
I'm a RBE baby from now on, man.
I was gonna say, now that Adam, I'm an RBE baby.
Yeah, man. I'm
now
going
that Adam Nim is off the I'm bat, not, like, how y'all
I'm
feel?
I'm going to Adam it down, man.
Brick by brick.
Nah, nope.
I'm not brick by brick, nigga, man.
Okay.
I don't care about that card.
You still don't care about the Adam card?
Nah, I don't like it. I just don't like the card. Like, let's be real, man. Like, niggas, like, let's be real. I'm only paying for Verb and Mook. Them other KOTD battles, right. I don't give a flying fuck about them battles.
Nah, I want to see B-Dot and Swave. I ain't gonna lie. I want to see that.
I don't see that, man. I'm trying to see Verb and Mook, man. I don't Mook care about none of that other shit.
Mook finna save the culture, man. We need Mook to save the culture, man.
And it's crazy. If he don't choke, this the nigga's like, bro.
Damn, nigga.
Yo, your mic fucking up, bro.
Yeah, go get your money back.
Yeah, mic fucking up, bro.
Yo, what?
$50, baby.
What's up? Why Arsenal jump out the window talking about twerking from his, Jersey? Like Arsenal,
that's an Easter egg. That's an Easter egg. That's foreshadowing for some coming up.
I mean, I was about to say something, but I already know.
Ars couldn't help itself, man.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it though, man. I'm good.
Oh God, Ars
can stay with. Y'all want to see Ars versus Twerk?
Nah, Ars can stay where he at, dog. We good, bro. Ars is a legend. Jersey. Ars is terrible, dog.
Wait, Ars terrible now, my nigga. Arsenal? Man,
Ars is Ars is. Yo, the nigga like
hold you never. Hold you. Ars is very...
How many battles Ars won on URL, Posey? Come.
Nah, you right. Nah, you right.
That nigga's like,
I know one thing. Twerk better not goddamn. Twerk better come with three rounds, dog. I know that goddamn much, dog.
Nah, but see, watch. Next battle, Twerk is gonna do fine. When Twerk is under pressure. And like he know he gotta do good, he do great. But it's just like, bro, like I can't.
He just gotta get consistent, man. He should save some of that material, dog. I mean, them one round.
It's clear. You got some niggas, and he ain't the only person. So I ain't even trying to make it about him. But it's like you got some niggas that love battle rap. You got some niggas that love what they gain off of battle rap. Just like you got some NBA players that don't fucking is. Don't think every NBA player love to hoop. Half them niggas don't like to play ball. They just love what come with it. The money, the hoes, all that. Niggas don't love the fucking sport all the time. And maybe that's what it is. So
we're going to see, man. We're going to see. But we'll be back Tuesday, y'all. We're going to go live on Tuesday. We had to do something quick for the fans. We knew niggas wanted to get their rounds off, so we figured we let niggas punch. So Tuesday, we will be back. Me, Polo, and Drizzy. Hopefully these niggas is here, man. These niggas be... Where was you, Drizzy? Like, let's just take to the point. Like, where was you?
What you mean?
what club was you? Like, why was you late?
Nigga, I was... My nigga.
Was you at Playhouse and woke up late? Like, stop doing that.
Nigga. My nigga, I ain't gonna lie to you. I got home at 7 this morning, bro. I was working, man. What you talking about? Like, God.
Shout out my little homie, Drizzy. But now we'll be back Tuesday, man. We'll be back Tuesday. We're gonna go live. I only want the top niggas punching when we go live. Not these created, talking over each other niggas. We go live on Tuesday, only want the top niggas.
Punch.
So deep. Yeah, only the top niggas, not these. Shout out to my nigga Akbar. Shout out to everybody who pulled up today. Shout out to the big homie Tuck.
Yeah, we don't want niggas like Joe Starr, and he's a creative. Yeah, he can get it.
Nah, but salute y'all. We'll be back. Black Compass, man.
Salute.
Shout out to my nigga King Troll too. Shout out to King and the EBL. But now we good. We good. We got it. My nigga Drizzy, man. You coming out the club at 7. Like Drizzy be lying.
Nah, I was my nigga. I was really working.
Bro. I know you was, bro. I know you was, man.
I said an alarm.